This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan, and it's time for the C Block with Corey Majors.
Guys, I got a number of different places I want to go with this, but with Jaron Curse's back injury, he's going to be hard pressed to participate in tomorrow's joint practice with the Broncos. He's missed the last two practices with back tightness, and they're being careful with his workload. And it's very early. We got a lot of time before the season starts, right? Like 3 weeks here. But on the defense, I know as good as Micah is, you can't live without Micah. I think Jaron Curse is one of those guys you cannot live without either. I don't think he is a replaceable, easily replaceable piece for the Cowboys defense in their secondary and what he can do as a safety. If Mukwamu's ready to do some stuff like that, I know he can play either position, but he's kind of built in the same vein of Curse. But Curse's physicality, he didn't miss tackles last year. He had the lowest missed tackle percentage last year. He was really good in his role, and Dan Quinn found a role for him. Now, I think Dan Quinn can look at another player and go, okay, I can find a role for you, but maybe we won't be able to do these little things.
Right.
It's a little concerning for me whenever a guy has a back injury and has to play that physical neck and back, and you have to play a physical position where you have to hit people. That scares me a lot. So I'm going to keep an eye on it.
Okay.
But does that concern you with him being with back stiffness?
I don't think so, just because, like you said, we do have a good amount of time until the season starts, but I get what you're saying.
All right, and I do have a cut of audio from Barstool Sports. All right, this is not, it's not,
you convinced Reggie to pull that audio?
It's not the list. And I know it took a lot to get Reggie to get this audio for sure, but this is Big Cat talking with Aaron Rodgers, and I want to know everybody's thought is,
who?
Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback.
No.
Big Cat from Barstool Sports.
I don't know who that is.
Again, boo. Yeah.
Either way, he has some questions. He has some thoughts on the Bears and Packers and their hatred for each other. I want to know, 877-881-1053, who is your Super Bowl? Because if the Cowboys aren't winning and somebody else loses, is that your Super Bowl? Yep. Here, let's listen to this audio.
Truly, is it hard for you as a Bears fan that some of your greatest moments are cheering against me when the Bears aren't playing?
Very good question. No, it's actually great, because what I've told everyone is I'm very realistic about the Bears. Not a great franchise. Just don't do the right things for the most part. Every year I look forward to the playoffs and the game that you're going to lose. And I've told this story on the air, but when you guys lost to San Francisco this year, we were watching the game in New Jersey, and I drove back to Brooklyn, brag. And I listened to Tauscher, ESPN Wisconsin, for 3 hours. I sat in my car. I had arrived home. It's a 20-minute drive. I had ride home. I sat for 3 hours listening to callers be like, blow up Lambo, get 12 out of here. We need to build a dome. This team isn't built for the outside. And that was the highlight of my NFL season. And I have no problem saying that, because I know I'm a loser. That's the best part. I've come to grips with the fact that I'm a loser. So, yes, watching you lose in the playoffs is that's my Super Bowl. And I've won a lot of Super Bowls, if you do it that way, more than you.
I really.
Oh, my God. I would want to punch him in the face right then.
It seems like he and Aaron Rodgers have a pretty cool relationship where there's a lot of sarcasm thrown back and forth, and they respect that, and I'm okay with that. So, which makes me feel like anytime we talk to Aaron Rodgers in the future, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike, it's going to be a lot of sarcasm thrown his way just to see if he bites on this. But
I look forward to that.
Listening to that.
Didn't you kind of think Shailene Woodley's show on HBO was super boring?
I mean, come on. A lot of scenes of the coastline. Yeah. What's going on here?
So many coastline shots.
But there, but that being said, that did bring up a thought of who do you hate root against so much? And is Tom Brady?
It's
that's
Tom
it?
Brady for sure. I know there's more to this topic, but I felt what he was saying.
How many
right
Super
there.
Bowls then do you have? Because I don't know when you started rooting against him.
I mean, I've got
almost
more than
the same as Tom Brady.
I've got more than he's won, and I've got a lot more than he's legitimately won.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Mike, do you have a team that you're like, okay.
Lakers.
The Lakers? Man, that's...
Because there's so many fake fans of them, and they're so obnoxious at the American Airlines Center. Like, every time they lose, I love it.
Yeah.
Right? Man, did you hear the way he said that?
Right, yeah. Michael Young's face.
Oh, wow. Hold on. What?
He's a huge Lakers fan.
You like to see his face when the Lakers lose.
Yeah,
because gotcha.
He liked bragging about, you know, think of it, when I played with him, and I know I wasn't there long, but, you know, right around 2004, so, you know, I'm in the clubhouse, and, I mean, there's all these fake Laker fans. I love CeCe, my buddy. Somehow CeCe, because he grew up in the kind of Oakland area, is like, yeah, I'm a Warriors fan, but also a Lakers fan. I'm like, no, you're not. You can't do that. I can't be a Mavericks fan and a Rockets fan, or a Mavericks fan and a Spurs fan, because the Spurs are winning championships. If you're a Warriors fan, you're a Warriors fan. Now he's like, hey, go Warriors. I'm like, no, I remember you on that bus going, go Lakers, because the Warriors weren't any good in basketball from whatever, 1998, I believe, was my first year to play with him, or 99. And yeah, so from 99 to kind of like 01, he's like, go Lakers, when the Lakers are winning it all. And there's so many fake Laker fans. And you're just like, you're not a real Lakers fan. Yeah. You're just a fan of them winning.
Yeah, you're a front runner. And, and it's okay.
I mean, honestly, that's why there's so many Cowboy fans. The weird thing is we keep getting more Cowboy fans and they never win.
That part I don't totally understand. But
Jamie
right.
Foxx, I know he grew up in Terrell, Texas, but it's like, this is our year. Jamie. Good luck with that one.
The star is a cool logo, you know, even though it's not a shape, allegedly, according to Mike Bassick. A lot of people texting in here, by the way. Anytime another NFC East team loses, that's my Super Bowl. And I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, I will totally – I root against NFC East teams if they make the playoffs, which they don't a lot anyway. But I root against them, like, immediately. During the season, it feels like a mini Super Bowl that they lost and the Cowboys got a victory over them. Like, those are huge. When the Cowboys beat an NFC East team, it does feel fantastic. Like, I'll let that one slide that week. I'll be like, I don't care. Like, Sean comes in on Monday morning, he's grilling Mike McCarthy. I'm like, we beat the Giants. I'm okay with it. I don't care how we did it. We beat the Giants. It was a good win today. From the 972, Ohio State and Texas, so they're college football. And from the 972, anytime James Harden loses it.
That's okay.
They took aim at one person.
Just real quick, though, we need to go ahead and put out this PSA for the season with the college football thing. Wait until your team has played, or surveil the future if you want to make that claim. Because, like, people will be like, I've Texas forever, and the A&M lost. And then that night I'll be like, well, you guys just lost to Kansas.
Okay, so you're saying...
So, like, you just be careful. Make sure your team has already played or is off or has already won. Because those people are coming back at you.
I disagree. And you should be able to accept it whenever it comes back at you. But I think I should be able to laugh at your team's loss immediately. While you're in the middle of that misery that comes along with it. Otherwise, the misery, like, you've already given up 4 hours later.
Look, as long as you're willing to accept the comeback, then you're fine. I just don't want to hear it because I'm already going to be pissed that A&M lost to Tennessee. Uh-huh. And then I don't want to have to listen to all the, because it's a garbage team that we would lose to, is I don't want to hear it because I'm already pissed that we lost the game. Real UT, Tennessee.
From the
I'm looking at UT sippers. Come
in
on.
In your face, man, Texas.
We have a lot of different the Cardinals from the 817. Yes. Is that because of what happened in 2011?
You don't need to say it. Weird. I know why it is.
What happened that day?
No, nothing. They canceled baseball.
All right, continuing on the C block. How many receptions do you want Trevon Diggs to have this year?
All of them.
Trevon Diggs. I mean, if he was your best option at second receiver, I think his career at Alabama, 11 catches for 88 yards.
I want him to have 18, Corey.
18 catches this year.
I want him to have 8 interceptions and then 10 receptions.
Oh,
all
really?
Right?
Okay.
So here's the hybrid model. I don't want him to be out there as a full-time receiver because he's too valuable. But You run some gadget plays with him out there. Then the next time he goes out the field, then you go in the completely opposite direction, because it's like every time you used to see, what was it, Blake Bell at Oklahoma? I was like, he's going to run the ball.
You're on the goal line. He can't throw.
Yeah, if you ever did like an end around, my defense would have blown it for sure, because I would have been like, I can't believe it. They didn't run it to him. So you put Trayvon Diggs out there for a handful of plays. You throw the ball to him every single time. But then when the game's really on the line, you bring Trayvon Diggs back out there. Bam! You go to somebody else. No idea.
See, I do kind of like Kevin's idea of success in football, because you make that sound very easy.
Yes.
Look, I've played my hand every time. You know that when I bid this big, I have the cards. And then I bluff later on down the road. I like this approach to it. It's very similar to your approach to Jason Garrett. Why don't you call flea flicker on the first play?
Nobody would have ever saw that coming.
Jason Garrett, they're expecting you to run on the first play. So, yeah, no, I really do like your approach.
Usually
to this.
It's a fake handoff rollout to the tight end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those two things hand
drop
in hand.
Bomb on them. They would have been like, oh, my God.
So, Mike, how many receptions do you want from Diggs this year?
Zero.
Okay, so you want them to not need any receivers is what you're saying. They don't need Diggs to be out on the receiving side.
I would say if Diggs all of a sudden is lining up at receiver, that means you have a lot of injuries.
And Jerry Jones did say, I think it was like he can't, and then Dan Quinn clarified and said, no, he can, but he won't. So like the approach is we're not putting that dude on that side of the football risking anything.
That's not the question you asked. Mm-hmm. That's what I hope for.
I do appreciate you answering the question
problem.
But I see it. But if the dude can go out there and make a snag for you,
I support
that.
I
might be the second best receiver on the team right now.
And I don't know this. Would he be in on Hail Mary situations?
Hell yes.
I mean, his tracking's amazing.
Just high pointing the ball, right? Like, we're going to line up three wide receivers over here. You're going to be one of them. Go sprint to the goal line, and we're throwing it up for grabs. And we think you and CeeDee Lamb, and I don't know if Vasher is going to make the team or not, but a dude who's 6'5" or 6'6", like, you three try to catch the ball.
Yeah. I'm totally in on something like that, especially if it can be a big play at the end of the year. The Cowboys going into into camp. So this was written by Pro Football Focus on June 28th, all right?
Okay.
They were ranked the sixth best linebacker group in the NFL. The teams ahead of them, the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, sixth?
Yeah. Oh. The Niners with Fred Warner, who, like, everybody loves what he's doing. The Indianapolis Colts, and obviously Shaquille Leonard's, like, injury. Like, there's a little question mark there. The New Orleans Saints at number three, and somehow I just maximized my computer screen, the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings, and then the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the big thing on what they say about the Cowboys is Leighton Vander Esch has not lived up to the expectations of the first-round pick that he was in his first all-pro season, but Micah Parsons is everything. And I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. My question, though, is did Anthony Barr give them the bump? Because on paper, we discussed it earlier with Mickey this morning, that's pro bowlers across the all pros across the board. Pro bowlers across the board. Does Anthony Barr give you the bump at you might be one of the best linebacking groups in the NFL, or are you still number six-ish?
It's interesting, because the way I've heard some people describe it as well is that they like it because it gives them the freedom to go elsewhere with Micah Parsons. So I honestly still, and especially with, like, I guess the move away from the traditional linebacker, as I think people like a traditional linebacker there because potentially give Micah Parsons more opportunity to roam and not be a traditional linebacker.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same vein of when it comes to traditional linebacker and what Micah can be, I have so many different places on the field I can put him. And places where I can say, well, Anthony Barr, you kind of have a similar skill set. I have both of you out on the field right now. And the quarterback has to decide which one of you is coming this way. The quarterback has to decide which one of you is dropping in coverage or is going to stop this run. And both of you are wildly capable. And I do think that Leighton Vander Esch looks better than we've seen him the last couple of years. Now, obviously, it was very early. But if Leighton Vander Esch plays up to understanding where he is contractually in the NFL, and, hey, there might not be that many years of being able to get money again in the future, then this group could be one of your strongest units behind what I think is a better defensive line as far as being a beefier, you know, bigger group that's more capable. So I'm excited about that, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what topic could you present to an audience for 20 minutes with no preparation? 877-881-1053. Plus, I got a couple of basketball notes for you. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, and we're going to go to the Corey News Desk.
This isn't really news, but it is an opinion for sure, Kevin. Sam Williams, as talented as he might be, as exciting as it is, he's not making friends right now with Mike McCarthy. McCarthy's big push was, we got to clean up penalties. We can't be boneheads after plays, right? Like those dumb things. We want the energy. We want it to be positive, but we can't have it work against us with extra penalties. And Sam Williams, like, every day I turn around and see him fighting and shoving with somebody in practice. And I love the passion. I love the practice passion. But McCarthy's not going to be happy if he makes that, hey, I'm walking by a guy and throw my face mask into his, and now we have a 15-yard penalty. So want to keep it up, but, man, find that happy medium.
Somebody's got to ride the guards when they pull.
Yeah, good point.
My question is, what could you give a 20-minute presentation to an audience about with no preparation? 877-881-1053. Got a couple of quick basketball notes for you as well. Is Germany is going to retire Dirk Nowitzki's number 14 nice. Jersey at FIBA's EuroBasket 2022. So they're going to retire his international and his German jersey this summer. So very cool right there. And then if you're interested, ESPN had their picks across the NBA, and the Dallas Mavericks finished fourth to win the Western Conference with 5.3% of the vote behind the Warriors, the Clippers, and the Suns. And one whole person picked the Mavericks to win the NBA title. That put them 10th behind the Warriors, Clippers, Celtics, Bucks, Heat, Suns, Nuggets, Timberwolves, 76ers, and Mavericks.
Oh, so we got some work to do.
Timberwolves?
Yeah.
My butt.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right.
I mean, all the other teams, I understand. Their recent success, their veteran superstar on their team. Yeah. Rudy Gobert and Anthony Edwards and Cat, who sometimes plays like a cat, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
He ain't leading a team to a championship. And Anthony Edwards might at some point, but it ain't happening over Luka Doncic this year.
All right. Now to the question at hand. We've already got a lot of feedback from the 817. I could talk about the Mexican cartel.
What?
Without prep. From the 903, I could do a presentation on bow safety. I've been an instructor at the Department of Parks and Wildlife for several years. From the 254, concrete, unfortunately. Oh, man, some people are. I hope it's something that you care about.
See, this is the thing, though. I'm interested in the people that can take a subject that's actually, that, like, a lot of people would think is boring, and they're like, no, don't worry about it. I know so much, we can make this an interesting 15 minutes.
Good point. Yeah, I like this 20. A lot.
Got to do 20.
Oh, my bad. 20.
20.
Corey, you have an answer.
I got three, actually. I have three. I might even have more because I'm learning about a pool, being a pool owner right now. So I might even have more in the future because it's becoming a hobby for me.
Okay.
Number three, being a dad. I've been a dad for a while now. I've encountered lots of different interactions. Problem is,
scale of 1 through 10, how good of a dad?
Not a six.
Okay.
Yeah, I still got work to do to be better as a father, but I try really hard, and that's you know, showing up is, you know, 85% of it, right? Or something like that.
Is that how that goes?
I don't know. Just being there is important. Okay. So being a dad.
You heard him.
Being a dad is something I could talk about for 20 minutes.
I'm here to deal with it.
Yeah. Number two. Would be how to be a mediocre Warzone player. Because I can definitely talk about, like, Warzone for hours on end.
Okay.
And then number one would be the rise and continued rise of the KNC Masterpiece. I could tell the story of this show and all the little minute details. I mean, we told the story plenty of times, how we met, how we grew this thing, and where we are now, and what we hope for the future of it and everything. So I think I could talk about that for at least, I could do 30, 45 minutes on that one. So
okay. No
prep. I don't even need prep or a PowerPoint presentation on this.
All right. So I also had three answers, but I'll focus in on the main ones. But I tried to make them like all over the place. The rise and fall of the Ross Perot presidential candidacy in 1992.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you start there.
Yeah, that's number three on the list. I'm prepared to discuss
that.
Where
did he go wrong?
Well, I mean, he shouldn't have dropped out to begin with and then changed his mind. I honestly still to this day think he could have become president if he would have stayed in the entire time.
Stick with it.
Number two on the list, the first six Star Wars movies in the Star Wars film universe. But the topic I have chosen.
You can pare that down to 20 minutes.
Well, I mean,
feel like there's going to be so much more.
If necessary, yeah, okay. I will work within the constraints. And the same thing with this. Mid to late 1990s professional wrestling. That is what I have chosen as my primary topic. If I was pushed to it and they're like, you have to give a discussion for 20 minutes, what subject do you choose? I choose the subject of mid to late 1990s professional wrestling. Would not need any preparation. I'd be ready to go.
Yeah, man. That I definitely couldn't do that.
I still think that was a funny bit is we talked about for the Fan Fantasy League is whoever wins, all the other people in the league have to sit in that room and listen to an hour about whatever they want. They could show you a movie. They could just draw up on an overhead. I always thought that was a great bit. From the 970, they could do a topic, 20-minute topic about sin and forgiveness.
Interesting.
From the 469, the keto diet. From the 940, I could talk for 20 minutes, more than 20 minutes, about GameStop stock, the imminent man. I feel like Sean Sharif would be in on that. He was like, yeah, I'll talk about the
AMC.
Market. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. All right, Mike, what do you got? No preparation. Got to talk for 20 minutes.
I mean, pitching's the easiest
that makes sense.
I mean, I could do that for hours as in, you know, take questions.
What if that was off the table?
Hitting.
Oh, the history of the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that. There is, like, Kevin, you know a lot about the Mavericks. There are a lot of times Michael drop a name that I'm like, I'm not sure I even knew that one. And
it's
like
it's,
Jim Falmer.
Yeah.
But it's not that.
I made that up.
Western Conference.
See
the recall.
It's the moments where you say something as if every human says it, every human knows this, and I'm like, oh, man. You're like, do you remember that play that Sam Perkins had against the Supersonics? And I'm like, no,
really.
I don't. And you're just like, oh, man.
When the Mavericks traded Dell Ellis for a future referee.
Yeah.
Lives in your soul.
Then we were the number two seed, and the Seattle Supersonics beat us 3-1 when I thought, as a kid, I was like, we're going to do it. We're the team. And then I thought, well, we're not going to do it. We're never going to do it. Then we beat Eric Sleepy Floyd and Hakeem Olajuwon in the first round next year. And then Fat Lever gets hurt. And then we beat the Denver Nuggets.
This talk will go great.
And then we traded for Fat Lever. And I wanted to draft Ramil Robinson out of Michigan. But that ended up being kind of null and void because Fat Lever was hurt his whole career for us at the end. And Ramil Robinson wasn't that good in the NBA.
From the 817, I could give my 20-minute discussion with no preparation about why Tony Romo was an overrated quarterback but one of the best sportscasters ever. Woo!
That's interesting. Nobody would disagree with that, right?
Oh, yes, they would. Oh my God. I'm not saying I disagree
There's
with it.
There's people that you know and I know who think he's the greatest quarterback in Cowboys history, and it's not even a discussion for them.
Yeah.
I guess that's a good point, yeah.
From the 704, their discussion would be about why travel baseball before high school is garbage. Whoa!
Travel baseball? I don't know. Other than you get the experience. Like, that's fun. Like, it's fun to go for a trip, maybe. Like, other than that, though.
It's tough because it is tough to try to learn baseball at 14 or 15 years old because there's so much to learn. I feel like...
Sure.
In a weird way, football's the easiest because of this. I'm only going to put you on one side of the ball, and I'm only going to ask you to do these few things. In baseball, if you're going to be a player, I guess I could designate hit you if you're a good hitter and that's it, and be like, you don't have to learn anything to do on the field pretty much. Just going to teach you how to hit and run the bases. But literally, I have to teach you how to throw the ball, how to catch the ball, how to hit the ball, then the situations on the bases. It's a lot. So it does help. I'm not saying it has to be travel baseball where you're paying thousands of dollars, but I think it does help from age 10 to age 14 at least to really get at least a base underneath on what is happening in this sport and how to do all the different things that ask you to do.
I'm going to add two more real quick, Kevin, to my list here.
Better not be this one on the text.
One of them, because I did this the other night with the new Cowboys PR director, craft beer. I could talk craft beer DFW for 20.
I thought that was going to be your answer.
Yeah, and then barbecue. I could definitely talk about barbecue. There are guys like Meat Church that know far more than I do, but I could definitely talk barbecue all night.
We from had someone from, oh, it's from the 469. They said, no Steve DeBerg. And no, no Steve DeBerg, because that would be Colby's. Yeah. TED Talk.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you find that guy? We have dropped the ball tremendously on not interviewing Steve DeBerg.
One
on
day, guys, it's going to happen.
Another one from the 469. They said they could talk about how to fake a pregnancy. Now,
what?
I don't know
don't
if that
know.
Is a woman.
Like
or
the person Dirk almost married.
If, yes.
See, it goes back to my history of the Mavericks. Like, that's something that I think we've washed away, which is good, right? I mean, that was a horrible time in Mavericks history.
For
that
sure.
There was a person who tricked Dirk Nowitzki into almost marrying.
Yes. Or I hope that's not a veiled shot at me. I promise Noah is real, and he will be here imminently. I would be willing to wager a lot of money that he will be here within the next week.
There's some really interesting. I want
a lot about weed too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, yeah,
I want
THC.
A lot of these people to go ahead and actually make a 20-minute podcast, and I will subscribe because I want to listen to some of these things.
Like, that's a great point. Could Reggie be our judge for the KNC podcast?
Rotational.
And like, yeah, whoever wins, I don't know. We could bring him on the show or something.
I got time.
I think this is an extended podcast. Like, here's what we do: we just ask people to come up for it and say, "All right, you have 20 minutes." You break your thing down, whatever your topic is, and that's what our new podcast is going to be this week. Your content on our with our brand.
I'm 100% in on that. We might have to check some legal ramifications.
Don't worry about
for
legal.
That. But you do realize I'll when you boil this all down, we have essentially put together an almost 20-minute segment, i.e., presentation about what you could do a 20-minute presentation about. So I am kind
impressive.
Of proud. About that.
Kevin, can you guess what I was going to say?
The Wire.
Yep.
Yes.
The 100%. Show in the
actually,
of American
how many
television?
Hours do you,
you
think
know
we
what?
Could
no,
do?
No. I'm changing my answer. It's going to be about why The Wire season 2 is so important to the greater story.
Well, that's a subsection of the talk. Yeah.
Well, but see, I wonder if you can contain it to 20 minutes. And so, like, I would think it would need to be a Wire series. And, like,
ooh.
It would be, like, chapter 1, what happened to Wallace? Chapter 2, why season 2? Like, and it could go on and on and on. I'm sure it could have, like, 8 kajillion
chapter
chapters.
Chapter 17, why Americans don't believe in institutions anymore.
Yes, absolutely. And so, like, I think, Reggie, that could be your calling, is getting involved in a Wire podcast. And I think it would go on and on and on and on.
Chapter 28, was that the most realistic death for Omar?
Oh, man.
Although, spoiler?
Come on. At this point.
Yeah, he died like 15 years ago.
Yeah. I'm inclined to agree with that. I think at a certain point, spoiler alert.
I'm sorry.
I've seen him in other movies.
Yeah, we go beyond that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And my God, we might need to bring this back at some point there because there's 80 kajillion responses.
Somebody said, Kevin, you do understand that Mike and Corey are going to legit fight without a mediator for 2 weeks, right? We've done this before. We've worked together for a time without legit fighting.
I really don't understand. A switch flips between them and they're like, you know what? We have to be on the same page. But otherwise,
let's
they're
not.
Like, the hell with it.
We'll just go come in next
Please
week.
Please don't, because then I'm going to get a call. It's like, hey, good news. You can have as much time off as you want. Bad news. We canceled your effing show.
Oh, no. Let's not do that.
So I would prefer if that did not happen.
And then when Noah grows up And then he's like, was it my fault? And then we say, yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm going to tell him. It was your fault for being born and not, as you would say, the two jacknuts that are here all the time, not being able to work together.
Yeah,
we did it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here in your home of the Cowboys, Rangers, and nonsensical information, 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty good. Thank you for asking. I'm glad that you guys are doing well also. Now, got a whole lot of stuff to chop up here. My first question was going to be for all of y'all is Jamie Foxx was out there yesterday. Who is the celebrity you were most excited to see at Dallas Cowboys camp or perhaps even talk to over the years?
Oh, over the years, okay.
Jerry Jones.
Most excited to see.
I was pretty stoked to get to talk. We got to talk to Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda was cool, yeah. But Magic Johnson was there too.
Denzel Washington was good.
Ooh, that is a good one. Yeah. Magic Johnson's security guards shut us down from an interview.
We tried.
You guys have heard my story about meeting Sting, and I'm not a wrestling fan.
Yes.
You know, and but he was not at camp. I'm just saying celebrity guys that you kind of meet that are huge Cowboy fans. Those are kind of fun.
I think that would be super awesome.
He was like, don't stand so close to me.
Not that Sting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Different Sting.
Message in a bottle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that Drea gal, she was something. She was Orlando Scandrick's fiance wife.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
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 She throw stuff on the field and try to burn it or something?
I don't remember that happening.
She did that to Scandrick at the house.
Oh,
took all his stuff, threw it out the window, and burned his stuff.
Man, it was a very a toxic relationship, apparently. Yeah, I think Denzel Washington might be the absolute king. He's the only Academy Award winner who's a Cowboys fan and attends somewhat regularly.
I would like to know if Sean and RJ were sitting right here, if they would concede Denzel Washington or if they would stand firm with Chris Hardwick.
Oh, man, they loved him.
Chris Harrison?
Stapleton.
Hardison?
Not Stapleton.
The guy who's the Bachelor, right?
Yes, who hosts The Bachelor. The day that
Romo's brother-in-law?
Chase Crawford or Chase
Crawford?
Okay,
there's some relationships. But I don't know what the hell I'm talking
about. They were
like,
are you going to go ask him a question? Oh, my God. Are you going to ask him about The Bachelor? And I was like, what?
Is he the one that got kicked off? Isn't there a Bachelor?
Yes. He did have an issue. So I guess he used to be the host. Man, they were stoked meeting him.
Yeah, they loved it. And then they went and watched The Bachelor that night.
And then they told us to be quiet when we walked in and we were talking about football. They were like,
hey, Bachelor is on.
Yeah, it's his finale. And I was like, oh.
Who is doing this?
Sean and RJ. And Fish.
Oh, big reality TV folks.
Yes,
Fish. No shirt.
They were all like super locked into the finale of, I think then it was The Bachelorette because it was Aaron Rodgers' brother that was trying to win that gal's heart.
Jordan Rogers?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if it worked.
That's a good job on the SEC Network. Doing
Do you know
stuff.
If he married that gal from The Bachelorette?
I don't know. I think he lives in Dallas, by the way. He might be driving around listening right now.
Okay. If you Call are in. Jordan Rogers, let us know about that. We were having this conversation earlier about, like, and it can just be about Ridgeway versus Bohanna, but it can take a bigger kind of eye to training camp. Who have been the defensive linemen that have impressed you most? Because we hear about the depth at the position. Are there individual standouts?
Yeah, I think that when the guys that have played the under tackle or the three techniques, I think have done a really nice job. That's like Osa, at Tristan Hill, guys like that that have gotten opportunities. I think Golston has shown some flashes there. They've given, the ones and the threes have given these inside players, these guards and centers for the Cowboys, some fits in practice. When it comes to some of the pass rush stuff they've been able to do, the run game stuff, they haven't been able. These guards and centers have had some problems blocking these guys because of the initial quickness off the ball. And there were several times, like, you know, they were trying to get the ball to the edge, and then there was Osa was in the backfield. It could have been a, you know, tackle for loss, or Tristan Hill was in the backfield for loss. And then, you know, these big, you know, defensive tackles. I mean, you know, Gallimore, when you put Gallimore and then Gallimore and Osa together, they were a pretty tough combination because you got two guys that are very comfortable playing up the field. One of them has a great deal of power with Gallimore and then the quickness with Osa. So it makes a tough combination. And they were doing stuff where they were putting Bohanna and Ridgeway in there together, which was making it hard to run the football. So any combination that they were using was pretty difficult for these guys to block.
Now, we had this conversation, and holy cow, by the way, my wife told me that they did, in fact, get married, Aaron Rodgers' brother and the Bachelorette. So,
they did?
Well, good
yes,
for her.
Yes, they did him. Get married. Good for them. We asked this, and a lot of people had a lot of feedback. If you had to give a presentation for 20 minutes with no preparation, what would be your topic of choice? So they're like, 20 minutes.
Dawson, one of mine was how to be a mediocre player in Warzone. So I threw that Ooh. Out there because I'm not very good, but I love it.
Would you want to attend that? You know? And you're like, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously for us, a lot of us, the majority of us, we could lean on the Cowboys pretty good, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So that would be it. I think, yes, Call of Duty Warzone, I could give you 20 minutes on that. How to get into crypto and NFTs, I could do that. We could have a 20-minute workshop on how to win no limit hold'em poker tournaments.
I mean,
Ooh.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. I'd okay. like to be there
I think
for
there's
that
quite
workshop.
A few good poker players around here, but I spent an inordinate amount of time playing that and reading books about that about 15 years ago.
Have you ever wanted to like get into like tournament play, like,
yeah.
like in-person tournament play?
Yeah, I did some of that in Las Vegas and stuff, but not the World Series of yeah. poker, right? You would need to win big. I think like a lot of the entries are $5,000 to $10,000.
Yes, they are.
And I was more into like $20 or $50 entries okay. locally or online and stuff like that.
All right. Man, I would definitely be intrigued
the
by
The fan
that.
Poker tournament? Why have we not gotten that launched
oh, yet? It needs Man. To happen.
We yeah. should do that. That'd be huge.
I could teach you how to cook crawfish.
You absolutely can.
I should have known that. Yeah,
I could have. I can set up my rig without any prep. If you give me all the ingredients, I could walk you through how to make a great batch of crawfish.
Man.
That was something. I need absolutely no thought how to do that at all.
That is a great answer.
It's
right
really
there.
Good. Do you eat crawfish, Kevin?
Like, I've never have. It just always and you.
Do you like
guys,
shrimp?
I do.
Okay.
It just always looked like
a
lot
then.
Of work, and I didn't know how good the payoff was for the work that goes into it.
It's one of those things, like, I think it's harder to eat, like, say if you were steaming crabs. That's
okay.
a lot of work for a little bit of meat turnout. But, if you know, crawfish is something that you, if you're good at peeling them, you can blow through them pretty good and fill up on them.
And I would say also the way Broadus does it, you're going to get your fill. Like, you're going to make sure you get enough to eat.
Yeah.
And I think it's more, maybe I'm wrong about this, about the fellowship of being around the table. And
There's a lot of camaraderie with that. The funniest time was when Avery Johnson and his wife came to a crawfish
okay.
bowl, and she had on probably a $10,000 outfit
oh,
at
dear.
This crawfish bowl. And she basically rolled up her sleeves and pulled up a chair at the table. And I started pouring those crawfish, and she had it. I mean, they're both from New Orleans, and Avery was over just sweating, and she was over there, and it was really cool at the end of it. Like, Avery went around and shook everybody's hand at the party and said, thank you for having us. And then he goes into me, he goes, come here. And I put my hand out, and he goes, no, come here. And he gave me like this hug.
Oh.
And then his wife's like, listen, I need you to throw a party at my place with these crawfish boils.
Awesome.
So I'm like, listen, if
has it happened yet?
No, it hasn't. And it's funny because, you know, I was like, listen, you know, get my number and here you go. If you want me to come over and cook for you guys, I'd be happy to cook crawfish for you. But she literally sat down in like a big time, like Gucci outfit kind of a thing, you know, like you could just tell she was just dressed to the nines. And but she rolled up her sleeves and she was peeling crawfish. And she was stealing crawfish from other people's piles. That's how fast she was eating the crawfish. It was a lot of fun to get to interact with them.
Oh, man. That is amazing. By the way, Cowboys fans, they're going to host the first ever kickoff event presented by Blockchain August 25th at the Star. And they're going to broadcast it, NFL Network, in primetime on August 29th, as we talk about the ginormous...
Is Kyle Brandt going to be part of the coverage?
Probably man. Not. I mean, he will, because he'll say he doesn't want to be there, and then he'll show up anyway like he usually does.
Oh, my God.
He's wearing an Eagles outfit, Eagles shirt.
That's my
shirt.
Guy.
What do you guys
got? Carson Zubaz. Wentz Eagles t-shirt before. Remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah, it was an interesting choice.
That is an interesting
you
choice.
You wore it to the Blockchain party thing?
No, but I've wore it up here
oh.
and everything.
Oh.
Our bosses weren't too pleased that I was wearing Philadelphia Eagles gear, but I'm like, hey. If the Cowboys win, like you want me to shut up? You want me to actually support this organization more? All I got to do is one thing. Win.
An Odyssey station.
Adrian, win.
Yeah. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. Of course, Bobby Belt will join you at 5:30 there for his insider hit. Last one from Oxnard.
Ooh, and then off to Denver. Outstanding yep. right there. I love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow. Remember, shorter show leading into Rangers, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say marshmallow, Kevin.
Oh, man.
Isn't that bringing the rain, Kevin?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.